Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
And a
Philly's coachman. Black women, athletes slash postman. Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner. What's terrific in track and field? The best black women that ever did it.
Right through the eyes of a black State 5841. Number 2, Stanford. Owns a Google to Washington State. And they take care of business 345. Number 6, Bruins at UCLA. Owns the Oregon Ducks. And show no mercy as they defeat the Ducks. 79-49. And last, Oregon State loses to USC Trojans. 56-54, a great game. And UCLA at LA. Missouri Valley women. Murray State owes the Illinois State Redbirds today. And about the winner, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. At 5:15, 8:15 Eastern Time. Houston at Indiana at both games at playoff implications. Pittsburgh is by their spot by beating Baltimore. Baltimore might not be playing most of their starters in this game today. NBA last night, Indiana faced Atlanta. 150-116. The Golden State Warriors get by the Pistons. With a Curry flurry in the fourth quarter. They lose Chris Paul with a broken bone in his left hand. And wherever Chris Paul is gone, he's always got injured. Nothing new here. Brunson and Nate travel down to Idaho. I-95 and Philadelphia Sixers. They beat the Sixers 128-92. Paul George and Clippers defeat New Orleans 111-85. And the Sacramento Kings upset Toronto 135-130 as Jared Jackson outdoes. And rumors going around that the Toronto Raptors are trying to trade with either the Warriors or the Kings. And I don't know if it's going to work. The Warriors have to work on their bench. They have to get their rotation straightened. Last but not least, Jerry Jackson outdoes James and Davis as Memphis defeat Lakers. In LA, 120-113. And Lakers are another team that's a complete mess. All these guys are playing well are LeBron James at 37 years old, or 38, and Anthony Davis. NHL, the New Jersey Devils has blown for 3 goals in the third, third to defeat Chicago 4-2. John Hurricane Bomb Washington in the third period with 5 goals as the Caps lead into the East race. And John made the stand in the East and they move up to 5th place. When they play Jets, and this is the team that I would not want to play in the playoffs. When they play Jets, either 3 going. Before I go to the bed, I find my victory over the darkness. I had the Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights will come back. We'll come back with the news of the week, news of the week. And our regular show after news of the week. And we start 2024.
Welcome to the GLC with Gary Norris Gray. You can call in at 646 727 3649. Thank you, Black Athlete Sports Network, for sponsoring the Great Leopard Code. And it is now in its 10th year. Send news to Gary and Gray at blackathletes.com or norris19@att.net. Giovanni's Produce Store, El Cerrito, California, 510-235-1233 is one of the sponsors. Our new sponsor is Reality Sports Group in Reston, Virginia. Other sponsors are the New England Informer magazine with Doreen Wade, CEO, Boston, Massachusetts. Michael Lewis Ingram from BASN and Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, Saturday afternoons and Wednesday nights on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 718-508-9216. That's 718-508-9216. Get your Canadian Philadelphia New York room on with the Soul Patrol. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. May my second radio home, WCLM 1450, with Sports Talk by Cowboy Reggie and the Sports Talk crew. The Little Old Mystery Man on Saturday afternoon. He will make you smile, he'll make you laugh with music of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Listen to WCLM 1450 and WCLMRadioOnline.com. The heart and soul of Richmond, Virginia. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba from WUFO, 1080 Buffalo, New York. Young star Travis Singleton and his kicks for grades in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. If your kids are getting A's in school, then contact Travis on Facebook.com. Listen to Brother Anthony Johnson on The Anthony Johnson Show on Saturday at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. Political food for the soul. Remembering Roland Rogers, CEO of BASN in New York City, and the family of BASN writers and broadcasters. Cannot forget the 707 and 609 for their support. Want to be a sponsor? Check in the Code Caravan email. You can email Gary and Gray at blackathletes.com or norris19@att.net. Join the Code Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Pad Nation, WCLM on Facebook.com. Please visit our website, www.blackathlete.com, and get a different look at the sports world. You'll be surprised at what you find. Call the Great Leopard Cove at 646-727-3649. That's 646-727-3649. Have a blessed day.
Thank you, and also at BASNNewsroom.com. We changed the letters a bit. If you are old enough to remember this, on New Year's Day, they were games for ABC, NBC, CBS, and cable. UHF. I don't know what UHF was. early today, 10:44. In the Bay Area and in the Philadelphia area, 44 was the UHF station. 29 WTAF in Philadelphia was the UHF station. Early in the morning, the Blue Mountain Bowl, the Cotton Bowl in the morning. The Gator and Rose in the afternoon. The Orange Bowl was at night. You had games from morning until night. You know, after this year, you kiss it all goodbye. Because there's going to be a 16-team playoff. At the end of the bowl season, you have the SEC, Big Ten, Big Ten, no more Pac-12, the Big 12, and ACC and Big East. Now, I want to see how they're going to do this. Because this year, the ACC team, undefeated, is going to take it left out. Now, in the playoff before, they were lucky because the Pac-12 wasn't strong enough, so you let them out. So now the SEC got two teams in the playoff. And this playoff day now is going on year 14. Year 14, I can't believe it. Year 14 of the Division I playoff. It'll be year 15. We will see. 3 years ago on this day, January 6th, 2021, America lost its soul. America lost its dignity. America lost its honor. And here we are 3 years later, January 6th, 2024. That man is yet to pay for his consequences. That man is not running for president of the United States again. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't know about you, but I will do everything in my power to keep this man out of office. If this man gets into office again, it will be the end of America as we see it. Freedoms will be taken away. People of color will be arrested. People of color might be in jail. People of color could be in internment camps like the old Japanese internment camps of 1940s. It can happen to gay folks if we don't watch what we're doing. Do not forget January 6th. And y'all want to not forget 9/11. That's fine. But we cannot forget January 6th. The tickets that come home to roost. Malcolm said that years ago. Malcolm was lying. And here we are. And people still believe it is nothing. What's it going to take to stop? What I call lunacy. United States is a better place. United States is a place of beauty, culture, diversity, many languages. You know, yesterday, I was telling a story. Yesterday, I went to a car store. Yesterday, I saw a nice lady from Korea, right, from Korea. And I greeted her in her language, in Korean. Hongo, for y'all. She was pleased about that. She was happy about that. This is the way the world runs. This is the way the world should be. I greet her in America in her language. She loved it. I don't know who she is. I'll probably never see her again. But that's the way America should be. And if this fool comes back to my house, it ain't gonna be that way. Anyway. That is January 6th, 2024. Happy New Year to all. I was trying to think about it. Really think about that. Because we could be in real trouble. And this man walks back into the White House again. Like I said, America will never be the same. Ever again. You know what this guy could do? I know y'all ain't thinking about this. He could repeal Martin Luther King's junior birthday. Y'all better think hard. And don't, trust me. Don't put it past it. He would do it. I'm just saying, y'all, we got a problem, and y'all already know it. I'm going to take a quick break here. Here we go. NBA on the TLC. Monday, the New York Knicks get back on the winning ways and they defeat me. The Minnesota T-Wolves at the Garden at random score during that point. They were making a statement with 121-1 on Brownie of Miami. With Leonard and George and Indiana upset Milwaukee 122-113. Albert leading the way on Monday. On Tuesday, Alexander and Thunder defeat the Boston Bruins and Oklahoma City 127-123. Joel Embiid comes back to the Sixers on Tuesday as the Sixers beat the Chicago Bulls 110-97 in Philadelphia. The Warriors have a rough game with the Magic losing 121-115 and losing the Glove Jr. Many injuries begin to pound. The Rise and Curry has to carry the team even more now. Wednesday, the New York Knicks get a national exposure playing the Chicago Bulls at the Garden. Randall and Brunson do it again with 116-110 victory in New York. Tahiro El Miami and beat up Los Angeles Lakers 110-96. James and Davis, like I said before, came to it by themselves. Utah Jazz escaped Detroit. Detroit is getting ready to break the Philadelphia Sixers record of 9 minutes. There we got three, and we're going into January. Albert does it again for the Pacers, and they beat Milwaukee Bucks 142-130. And the Clippers got Suns and beat it 131-122. With Leonard and George carrying the Los Angeles Clippers. On Thursday, the Nuggets, Gordon and Jokic, on a last shot by Jokic, defeat the Curry and the Warriors. And for the third time this year, the Warriors cannot beat the Denver Nuggets. 130-120, the Warriors that got by the bench. Giannis and Leonard get by the Spurs and victory of Alabama. 125-121 in a show in Texas. It was sold out in Texas for the game between the Spurs and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks win 125-121. And there you have the NBA. NBA. On the TLC. We'll be right back.
BlackAthlete.com, that's where it's at. From Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali to Michael Jordan and Shaq, football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between. We focus on all the major players and stories, daily features, video on demand, and Black Athlete newspapers coming to a city near you. Tired of the same old sports programming? Check out BlackAthlete.com. Sports the way you like it.
How was you, Tiger, by for the Midland Indians after a terrible year in Baton Rouge. The Rose Bowl was the most watched game since 2018 outside of the NFL. Many Ravens and Niners players will not be playing this weekend as they look for a bye week. Miami Dolphins wideout Tyreek Hill was on fire. By asking the kids to play with badges, why are you letting kids play badges? Minor damage to the Tyreek Hill house in Miami. The NCAA reached an 8-year deal with the Lady Durbin and other women's events in the next 8 years. On Friday, the same runner, Oscar Pistorius, is released on parole after 7 years after killing his girlfriend. He will be on parole for 2 years. And now, I don't know what he's going to do because he's too old for the Olympics. He's too old for racing anywhere. So what do you do now? All I can say is good luck, Oscar Pistorius, in your new life.
Thank you.
Carter at Newton. NCAA women. I got one. Usually they two. I got to say three. Iowa four. I got about five. In the Battle of Southern California. Usually beat USC 71-54. And the Bruins remain undefeated. Gator Clark leads Iowa over Michigan State 76-73. With buzzer beater at half court. HBCU men. It's Southern Nova State. It's Southern Nova AC Hour. HBCU women. It's Lady Barton. Nova State, once again, they do their little day, they're 10-4, and they begin their MEAC title and conference play. While Bethune comes Wildcats 9-4, lead the swing, and they begin their conference play. Lady Tigers set the record last week for 141-point deficit. Victory over College of Biblical Studies. Eight players were in double figures. As the Lady Tigers of Grambling will go out in history, in NCAA history, and somebody else breaks it. And nobody, because the people were complaining about Grambling doing it. And by the way, if you look at all the schools that play black schools, they do exactly the same thing. Nobody complained. All right, NCAA Friday in Michigan, Washington, and it'll be on Monday, the SDS Division One. As a Saluki, we have to root for the South Dakota State Red Rabbits, and they represent the Missouri Valley again for the 17th year in a row. A Missouri Valley team has been in the either finals or semifinals 17 years in a row. Congratulations to the Jackrabbits. I hope they beat me, Montana. We will see. All right. Take one more break. I'll be back.
Looking for the definitive source for information? BlackAthlete.com, that's where it's at. From Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali, to Michael Jordan and Shaq, football, basketball, baseball, and everything in between, we focus on all the major players and stories, daily features, video on demand, and Black Athlete newspapers coming to a city near you. Tired of the same old sports programming? Check out BlackAthlete.com. Sports the way you like it.
Okay, games today. Auburn, Arkansas, Providence at Creighton, Memphis at Houston, TCU at Kansas, upcoming, Duke at Notre Dame, Iowa State at Oklahoma, Ole Miss at Tennessee, Utah at Arizona, Texas Tech is at Texas, and San Diego is at Gonzaga. Colorado State is at Utah State, and the Bearcats is that is at BYU Cougars. We have a cat fight in BYU. And the Bearcats beat the Cougars. Games already done. North Carolina defeated 1955 and the Jayhawks, number two Jayhawks, beat the Horn Bros 83-81 and Wisconsin beat the Huskers 88-72 and the men's side on the women's side. We got Kansas Dayton beating UCF Knights 69-52. Lady Longhorns beat the Liberty Mountaineers. Anti Great Goes 44 over the Blue Demons 44-36. And then on today, you'll go over to Cowgirls with the Horn Bros of BCU later on today. The Bear BCU, the Cougars, 87-58, and the Xavier Golden Eagles used to be Warriors. 81-52. That's on the lady side. Alright. NBA later on today. Boston, Indiana, the New York Knicks, Is that Washington has to be a victory? Philadelphia hosts the Utah Jazz, that should be a victory for the Sixers. And the Milwaukee Bucks will play the Houston Rockets later on today. Only four games scheduled. Indiana, Washington, Philadelphia, and Houston. NHL is a full schedule. Right now, the Calgary Flames in the Derby trail of the Philadelphia Flyers 3-2 with 2 minutes to go in the game. And right now, the Florida Panthers got a 3-0 jump on the Colorado Avalanche. Later on today, the Lightning will play Boston. The Rangers go to Canada and play Montreal. And the New Jersey Devils host the Vancouver Canucks. Later on today. And the New York Islanders are coming to Vegas. As the Islanders play Las Vegas, the last game of the night. Well, that's about it for today. I'll see you guys next week. Next week will be a Martin Luther King show as we begin the music marathon in January and February on Grandpa Cove. Hope you have a good weekend. I'll see you next week. Turn that game on. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens right now on NBC. Or rather, ABC, excuse me. ABC. At 5:15. Late game on ABC. Good night.